Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Northland has had chilly temperatures in recent days, but not the frost that have been hitting many other North Island spots this week. The kumara harvest is all over, and there are plenty of them in storage. The grower we caught up with says the quality is good, so they'll be nice eating. He was looking forward to cooler months when the sales generally pick up. But a heads up, he said red kumara will be excellent supermarket buying next week. Pukekohe received a little rain on Tuesday and a frost Thursday morning, but otherwise it's been fine and calm, and the district remains abnormally dry. In the past 4.5 months, approximately half the normal rain has arrived, leaving a shortfall of at least 200 millimetres. Late crop potatoes were damaged weeks ago by blight, and the tops have prematurely collapsed. Yields are down and tuber sizes are much smaller. All early onion crops have been sown, but it's so dry they needed irrigation for the seed to germinate.
Waikato had between 2 and 15 millimetres of rain on Monday, which is not enough to do anything much. Western Hill sheep and beef farms are dry and dusty, as are dairy farms. And for dairy farmers moving properties at the end of the month, they've edged yet another week closer to that event without any hope of pasture growth picking up. Many will be struggling to meet contractually required pasture cover levels, so all parties are being urged to talk to each other to work out manageable solutions. It's been marvellous kiwifruit harvesting weather in Bay of Plenty. The last of the gold crops now pretty well picked, and everyone can get into the main green harvest. Despite the labour shortages, the fruit's getting packed on time. But growers and packhouses are noticing more damaged fruit from harvesting. The first consignment of kiwifruit for the North American market is unloading now. It's shared its journey to the United States with New Zealand apples.
King Country is dry and needs rain. Pastures are short, and now there have been a couple of cracking frosts. Growth will slow up even more. Cattle are still hard to get off farms because of a lack of works killing space. But just this week, lambs have started to move again, which is a relief. Taranaki also had some good frost this week with sunny days. Most dairy herds are now dried off and feed levels on farms are okay. Production for the year is about 6% behind last season. There's a dusting of snow on Mount Taranaki. It's late arriving.
It feels like winter in the Gisborne district now, but grass is still growing. Rain is continuing to arrive on a regular basis, which is keeping creeks flowing quite high. Farmers will welcome the cooler temperatures because lambs grow better when it's not so hot. They've been able to send lambs to the works in a timely fashion, although there are still road access issues for some, both on farm and on local highways. Hawke's Bay is continuing to have its best autumn run in years. Grass growth has been so good, farmers aren't having to use the amount of nitrogen fertiliser that they normally would, and they'll be able to start feeding winter crops later than usual.
It's been spectacular weather in Wairarapa, sunshiny days. A little rain fell earlier in the week, which freshened things up quickly, but frosts by the week's end will put paid to too much more growth. Dairy production hasn't been startling for the season as a whole, but May milk volumes have been much better than last May. Dairy farmers are milking their empty cows on to the end of the season because they can't get them into the meatworks. Farmers are generally buoyant. Horowhenua had very welcome rain this week, between 20 and 40 millimetres depending where you were. Just wonderful. There have been a couple of good frosts, but with warmer, moist weather predicted again, there's hope growth will come in this brief window before the real winter hits. Dairy farmers are still milking on.
Gold kiwifruit pickings coming to an end in the Nelson Motueka region. Dry weather this week has helped harvesting a lot. Overall, fruit size is excellent, and compared to last year, when a Boxing Day hailstorm devastated the crop, yields are well up. Pickers are moving over to the Hayward variety, where there's still about 1 million trays to come off. Apple harvesting's finished, and our contact says growers worked really well together to ensure everyone had staff to pick and pack the fruit. Marlborough's had 30 millimetres of the wet stuff on Monday, and it was needed, according to a farmer near Blenheim. The farm has 1,500 kilograms of dry matter per hectare of grass cover, so feed levels are looking pretty good for winter. Out in the paddock, rams have finished their work with the ewes and pre-lamb shearing's just around the corner. While in the province's vineyards, pruning's getting underway.
And much needed rain fell this week over Canterbury. Things were on the dry side and some farmers were using small amounts of irrigation. Normally, irrigation systems are switched off by now. Dairy cows, beef cattle and sheep are just starting on winter feed crops as pasture growth slows up. The last wheat crops are being planted and annual winter farm maintenance is in full swing. A Barrytown farmer on the west coast says a localised rainstorm on Sunday caused slips from there south to Greymouth. A digger's been clearing the road, some paddocks are covered in logs, silt and rocks, and he says a large shed was wiped out on a neighbouring farm, just missing the house. Apart from that, the weather's been lovely, he says. Dairy farmers are spreading lime and supplementary feeding cows. Herds are slowly being dried off. Some surplus to requirement cows are still on farm as delays at the freezing works continue.
In South Otago, a sheep farmer near Balclutha says with only 4 millimetres of rain this month, the ground is getting dry. Grass covers are low going into winter too, so he's having a close look at the feed budget to ensure there's enough supplementary feed to carry through to spring. It comes down to the last kilo, he says. Costs are going through the roof, with grain nearly double the price of what it was a year ago. He says the last of the works lambs have finally gone, and a late application of urea has been applied to paddocks to boost winter growth. Grass growth's doing okay in Southland after some good rain in April. A farmer in Edendale says it's the best early May he's seen in 10 years, but overall it's been the worst season ever for grass growth, down 4 tonne per hectare of grass. Milk production's down a tad on last year, but it's not too bad all things considered. He says drying off will start in 10 days with the early calvers. Farmers have been visiting wintering blocks to measure the feed crops. This is to ensure they are paying for what they get. At $40 a week per cow for 10 weeks, it's an expensive stay. The farmer we talked to says wintering his cows off farm costs him hundreds of thousands of dollars.
This is Country Life on RNZ National 101 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.